President Biden is revoking Trump-era orders against TikTok and WeChat, but is calling for a broader security review of apps controlled by foreign adversaries.
In general, the Biden administration is trying to find a basis for proceeding in its review of these apps that's going to have a sounder legal footing than the actions that the Trump administration had taken.
And why securities regulators are taking a closer look at stock trading. Plus, how to view the Ring of Fire. It's Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Gary Gensler, chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, says the SEC is considering changes to the rules that govern how stocks are traded, including pricing incentives that exchanges and high-speed traders use to attract orders. Gensler outlined plans for a review of stock market structure at an industry conference today. Our Dave Michaels has more.
He is concerned that overall the market is not as competitive as it should be. If there was one takeaway, it seems to be that he wants to look at whether the market is too fragmented and whether there are things that the SEC could do to bring more trading sort of back into public exchanges and whether doing that would result in more efficient outcomes for investors.
Recent changes to markets, including increased retail trading and the rise of meme stocks, are playing a role.
It sort of helps explain why the chairman is saying, look, the market has changed a lot. There's a lot more retail or individual investor participation. These investors are relying on this arrangement that involves their broker and the high-speed traders. Is that really the best way for the market to operate, given the advances in technology and given this explosion in retail investor participation?
Dave says the SEC will next work on drafting new rule proposals. We report that the U.S. plans to donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to the rest of the world, according to people familiar with the matter. The doses would be distributed through COVAX, the global initiative to help vaccinate developing countries. The news comes ahead of this week's Group of Seven summit, where vaccination efforts are expected to be a key issue. Meanwhile, health authorities say the highly transmissible coronavirus variant first found in India is spreading rapidly around the world. The Delta variant is now in at least 60 countries. At the Wall Street Journal's health forum, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, said the Delta variant, also known as B.1.617.2, is still not the dominant strain here in the U.S.
In the United States, about 6% of our infections are the Delta. So thank goodness our vaccines are very good against the Alpha, the B.1.1.7, and also really quite good against the 617, maybe a bit diminished in its protection, but not really something that's profound, which tells us all the more, don't let the situation that happened in the UK happen here. Don't let that 6% become 60%, because it clearly transmits more, and there's some hint that it might even be a bit more virulent. We're not 100% sure about that yet.
Coming up, why the Biden administration is requiring a security review for some foreign apps.
WSJ Special Access gives you a front row seat to some of the Wall Street Journal's most exciting content, like The Quirkier Side of Life, a new series that features the fun, surprising stories our reporters come across.
The chief executive walks 10,000 barefoot steps every day. He recalls stepping on a bee, which put him off earthing for a couple of days, but he got back to it.
Check out The Quirkier Side of Life on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
It's the latest twist in the tale of TikTok and WeChat versus the U.S. government. Last summer, the Trump administration issued orders barring people in the U.S. from transactions with the Chinese-owned apps. Then President Trump was demanding that TikTok sell its U.S. operations to an American company because of security concerns. Federal courts had blocked the orders. In February, the Biden administration shelved the plans. And today, President Biden revoked them completely. But he also issued a new order, calling for a broad security review of some foreign apps without naming TikTok and WeChat specifically. Joining me now to explain is reporter John McKinnon, who covers tech policy for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, John. Thanks for being here.
Sure. You're welcome.
So, John, while this revokes actions taken under the Trump administration, foreign apps, including TikTok and ByteDance, will now be required to undergo security reviews. Can you tell us what exactly the Biden administration will be looking into as part of these reviews? What's the main focus?
The main focus, I would say, is probably on apps that have a strong connection to one of the risks that are posed by these apps that are associated with foreign adversaries. For instance, an app that is directly connected somehow to a military service or to a foreign intelligence service, those are going to be getting particular scrutiny. You know, others that can be used for espionage, for instance, that can track people's locations and track their communications, those I think are going to get special scrutiny. There are a few buckets like that.
So, John, how does this impact TikTok and ByteDance? Both of them had been caught in the middle of something of a geopolitical battle between the U.S. and China.
It's not exactly clear yet how this review will affect TikTok and WeChat in particular. But because they're both in very wide use in the United States, I'm sure they're going to get more scrutiny. And TikTok in particular has really a massive user base and therefore collects a lot of data on people who are potentially of interest to somebody like the Chinese government. So I think TikTok in particular will certainly continue to get a lot of scrutiny.
In the past, TikTok and WeChat have dismissed the idea that they would share user data with the Chinese government. John, what are you hearing from them about this latest move from the Biden administration?
TikTok has politely declined to comment. I haven't heard yet anything from WeChat and its owners. But I think in general, they have to be a little bit happy about this outcome because at least it lifts the immediate threat of being banned in the United States, which is effectively what the Trump administration had raised.
So looking at this more broadly, what do these actions tell us about the Biden administration's approach to China, especially when it comes to tech policy? And how does that approach differ from his predecessors?
I think in general, the Biden administration is trying to find a basis for proceeding in its review of these apps that's going to have a sounder legal footing than the actions that the Trump administration had taken. Several of these executive orders that the Trump administration issued ran into pretty serious legal problems, and a lot of them were blocked in court. And so I think the Biden administration is looking for some approach that will be able to survive scrutiny in the courts while continuing to pursue what I think is going to be a pretty strong scrutiny of these companies. It may not sound as threatening superficially as what the Trump administration did, but I do think that they have a lot of tools to use in dealing with these threats that they perceive from these apps.
How has China been responding to U.S. actions like these?
I would say that the Chinese government has certainly, you know, raised a lot of questions about the Trump administration's approach and raised concerns about them. Certainly, U.S. companies are very concerned about the prospect of a retaliation by the Chinese government. I would say we haven't seen too much of that yet, but I think if things had continued on the path that they were on, there would have been bigger concerns there.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter John McKinnon. John, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
And finally, if you wake up really early tomorrow morning on the East Coast, don't be surprised if you see a ring of fire in the sky. It's the first solar eclipse of the year. Here's our reporter, Vipal Manga.
It is an annular eclipse, meaning it's not as dramatic as a total solar eclipse. The moon will appear a little smaller in the sky because it'll be at the farthest point in its orbit from the Earth. And because of that, it won't cover the full sun. It'll look like a black orb with a ring of fire around it.
Watchers in northern Canada, Greenland, and Siberia will see the full view starting just after 4 a.m. Eastern. If the sky is clear, early risers from New York to Montreal will get a bit of a show even a little bit later at 5:24. And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.